So I think one of the things that makes nouns as a as just sort of visual form successful is the many anchor points that can be taken. So you have the noggles, and of course that's very, very easy to use, and it's a sort of a nice reference. You have 234 heads that anyone can, you know, can identify with in some way, shape, or form. Then you have the fact that it's, you know, that the nouns are nouns, so they can be any person, place, or thing, so you can extend it that way. So I guess that just seems super powerful in terms of community building. If you can find those very small and increasingly larger anchor points for people to be able to jump in. Samurai puppets as a concept is awesome. It's hilarious. And I guess the images that you posted about samurai puppets kind of start to evoke a story of what it could be. It looks a little bit, you know, dark and moody, and then, you know, sort of a little bit ancient. So, you know, you have the beginnings of that. I don't know exactly what you have in mind, but yeah, that would be it. As someone who doesn't really know much, that sort of multiple places where people can sort of inject themselves in seems to be kind of key.
What is Samurai? What is the Samurai Project, Sam? I'm not up to date, sorry.
Yeah, so I still like puppets, and I make puppets and have puppets and stuff. Also love samurai. Did a comic a while back called Robot Cowboy Samurai. And one day I just thought, you know, it would be really fun to have a really big, epic story that had these kaiju coming in, attacking these villages full of these Muppet-like puppets that lived in, like, an ancient Edo, Japanese-inspired kind of land. And I never fully developed it. I had a lot of parts, and I just, you know, did a lot of story building and did a lot of exploration and visual development. And it's one of those things where I created so much, almost like a creative debt, you know, this cycle of like, well, it needs to be this before I release that, where I'm like, you know what, I can keep these ideas, but then I might as well just keep a diary, or I can give these ideas to the rest of the world and go, if you guys want to do something with this, run with this. You know, it doesn't do, just like a puppet that's not on someone's hand, it doesn't really do anyone any good. It just kind of sits somewhere and takes up space on a hard drive or in sketchbooks, etc. So, you know, I started compiling the stuff and was like, well, you know, I had put a poll out over the last couple days on, you know, what should I do with it? You know, should I do a PFP project? Do people want me to do it with just vibes? Do they want me to make a DAO? Do they want, you know, it to have some kind of utility? Do we need to make art books? So just let people kind of vote on it. And that's about it. I don't have a date to release it yet. You know, I'm still organizing files, which is a lot of work.
I do like the, like, mystical feel of them from the photos that you've posted and stuff, too. I know that you said that they weren't going to have noggles, per se, but is there, like, which piece of it, you know, really screamed to you or, like, made you re-pick this project back up after having experienced the nouns? Like, what part of it sort of felt the most nouns to you?
Well, I like puppets, and they're fun. I like nouns, and they're fun. So that that was part of it. You know, I look at all the PFPs that are out there with the nouns on them, and I go, oh, these are fun.
On the show idea, you know, I was going through just all the materials of all the past stories that I wrote, and I was like,
oh. Yeah. These guys were really fun. I wonder what people think. So I started, you know, putting pictures up on the old Twitter, you know, to see what people thought. Which, by the way, for everyone here, I will be resubmitting a smaller proposal to do an animatic for the cartoon. Just so you know, I haven't mind. I'm still working on it. I'm just trying to make sure I have the right people to work with me on it, and I'll try to take a 3-month period of time, make sure we can develop the story. I want to make sure that it gets the right amount of attention.
Maybe this is a good jumping off point, and I'm unfortunately not too familiar with the expansion ecosystem, but in terms of actually sort of creating alternate nouns-related extensions that share something but don't share everything. So they're, you know, they're not just the nouns characters or, you know, versions of them. You know, I'm thinking of, like, maybe Dr. Bullfrog is my example of something that's a little more extended. Do you, Toadie or anybody, basically, like, if you have examples of that, so that people can sort of see the relationship between nouns itself and what these extension projects potentially could be?
Do you mean, like, how many segments of separation can be from nouns before it's not really considered nounish? Is that what you're getting at?
Just more so that it, you know, the, like, just thinking of the nounies that were just released, and they are, you know, human characters, they're all within the same, they have the novels, they share something with nouns, but they're not nouns.
Yeah.
You know, what other versions of that are there? And maybe, yeah, if they eventually push out to things that are further and further away. Like, I don't mean just a project, like, I'm thinking cryptids is nounish, but, you know, it was cryptodes, and then the nouns classes are added to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how far out can you extend, and are there projects you think that are sort of pushing that boundary?
Funny enough, I think Toads is actually a really good example of a project that is kind of like on that outer ring, because even though it is a Gremlin artist, there's not like a lot of nounish glasses, or really, you know, the palette's not nounish really either, but it still feels really nounish, probably because it's pixel and has some of the character of Gremlin's art, and the communities are very similar, maybe with the vibe and the CC0. But I mean, if Toads were to be launched now, I don't think it would be considered like a super nounish extension. Would you agree?
Yeah, that's interesting, because just by virtue of the fact that it came before that sort of definition, that it doesn't sort of like grandfathered in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's difficult, because I would like to see more projects like the Cryptodes.
Yeah.
And they do feel now itch or whatever that means, and yet, you know, we have this hard cutoff in some way. So
we've had this conversation. We've had this conversation a little bit in Nounsel, because in order to become a Nounseler, there's really only one criteria, which is that you've worked on or shipped a nounish project, which is, of course, you know, somewhat subjective. And we have 60 odd Nounselers now that have to essentially decide if the project that you've worked on is nounish. And we haven't had any difficult decisions, I don't think, yet, but I anticipate that we will have more and more of them as we try to decide, like, is this project, well, for example, is this project nounish because it's an open source fork of some kind of a protocol that could maybe be used for nouns, but has no art that's nounish, has no CC0 component. These are things, I think, that are probably not quite figured out yet as well.
I think the trend has also been to sort of stay almost like, even if your little creatures are kind of different, they're still nounish in the artwork, like they could still all belong in that same nounish universe. But I do agree, like, for me also, the DAO itself and the governance is very nounish. I'm not sure if there's like a current example of one that exists that just has the governance feature and not the nounish artwork to your company as well. So I don't know, Toadie, if I'm missing one. I was just trying to think right now if any of those exist currently. I don't know if anyone's just done that yet.
There are examples. I can't think of the names offhand, but I know that there was one group that did like a generative art project that wasn't anything to do with nouns at all, but they did fork nouns, and it was one generative piece of art per day. So it was like a true fork of all the protocol of nouns, and I think they were creating a DAO as well. I can't remember for what, but anyway, the point is there are some projects that have just forked the protocol and not the art. And I do think that's nounish. It'd be hard to argue otherwise. 9999, you asked earlier about a project that maybe was similar to the Nounies in the sense that it's like different but still Nounish. The first thing that came to mind was Meshup's project that's still upcoming, Hyper Cosplay. I don't know if you've seen it, but it kind of matches his aesthetic with like anime type characters and a lot of like Easter eggs that refer to Nounish things. And the Noggles are featured pretty prominently as well.
Yeah, I did see that. There was also one that looked like similar. I had to blink to see that it wasn't Meshup. It was something like Altered States and had like...
Yeah, that's someone within the Nouns DAO. I think that's the one that's from within the Nouns DAO Japan community, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know. That also just seemed very like an interesting take in the sense of these disembodied heads, but they have the Nouns glasses. Strange, you know, mixture of... slightly frightening with a little bit funny.
Oh, yeah. I know the one you mean. I can't remember the name of that one either, but yeah. Yeah, it was almost like an abstract cartoons with the Noggles, right?
They seemed quite well rendered, so you could tell it was like a head in a vat in some futuristic scenario that they were wearing the Noggles. I mean, I'm just looking around here. Mind toasted.
It almost had like an Aeon Flux feel.
Yeah, that's right.
What's that? Oh, I slept from like 3 to 6.
And for anyone just joining, 9999 had just thrown out the question kind of what constitutes a Nounish extension, like how far can things go from the core Nouns before they're not considered by most to be Nounish, and that's, we're just kind of chatting about that. If you have any questions about that or about anything else, just unmute yourself and we'll call on you. There was another extension that I was thinking of, or I think it was actually just an art project where there were sort of Azuki looking Nouns. They're like side facing with the Noggles. They looked kind of neat as well. I would like to see more Nounish things in different styles for sure. And we've seen a lot of that with the Noun Square contests. A lot of people are using the Nouns and just the glasses rather than just putting it into their existing aesthetic, sorry. And that's kind of cool to see.
Yeah, it really shows you too that all the art styles can be so different, but they all still feel Nounish, and just the Noggles alone kind of just connect all of these different types of styles for art that I would never have grouped together in the first place. And yeah, like April, who's like, we've grabbed artists from our POAPs who've done the contest just in Noun Square and stuff too. So we've done a lot of discovery over on that side of crazy, 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 crazy artists. I love more along the style of Meshup as well, the line drawings. And they still somehow feel insanely Nounish to me, like his new 1 year anniversary image that he just did, that there's, you couldn't be more Nounish than that too, and it's not even in pixels. And so I do think it's fascinating, like, I don't know if I've seen an art style of a person trying to interpret it in a Nounish way that I didn't think sort of fit in or wasn't Nounish. I find that interesting.
So maybe it's not even like quantifiable, maybe it's just like the energy that you put into it. If it's Nounish, it comes through on the other side. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. And it's the person behind whatever that word is.
Anyone else here have any opinions on that? I feel like Josh probably does, but I don't think he's available to talk. Like he said,
if you have a question about anything, you can just pop in. But we are here as this AMA, definitely geared towards more people who are new in the community and, you know, have all these questions that we had at one time as well. But of course, anyone that's already here, if you have further questions to want to like deepen your relationship with and knowledge of this community, you know, ask away.
And we want
space is definitely for you guys.
And we want to make this a fixture every week. So every week around this time at 2 o'clock p.m. EST. We would just want to have an open AMA or a subject-based AMA for, especially for new folks to Nouns. So if you have people asking questions about onboarding or how they can get involved or how they can start building or what CC0 is or how Nouns work, this can be hopefully a good link that you can say, oh, well, you know, drop in on Tuesday and you can ask anything you want.
Just want to let everyone know that I put the link for Mind Toasted, who's with us, in the voice public text for Nouns Eternity.
Oh, yeah. That's really funny. 9999, we were talking about this exact collection, I think. And he's right here. Check to see if this is the one you meant, but I think it is.
Thank you, right. Yeah, this is it.
Yeah.
That's right. That's it.
Well,
welcome. Hi. Completely random.
Mind Toasted, maybe
so,
you...
Mind Toasted, this is yours?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Can you tell us a little bit about the inspiration behind the collection and how you sort of married your style with what you felt was Nounish?
I don't think that I'm sorry for my English before, right?
No worries.
I just started thinking about, you know, like creating something different with the glasses. I mean, like, I want to create more widely in different many styles from any timeline, you know. Like I did in the first series of my Nouns Eternity, I create 10 human invention from different era. Now I would like to create another work, and I'm currently progressing on right now.
Cool.
But I'm going to create not any human, more likely.
Even your PFP is really Nounish too. It's a different than your collection, but still Nounish.
Yeah, it's like my first design in my life. I mean, the first time I start to learn illustration, I create my profile picture.
With the noggles. That is so cool.
I guess it's coming down to that being the most common denominator, and I guess that's kind of the point of the noggles, is that if they're such a good branding instrument that you can put them into almost anything and make it Nounish. And I guess like a good example of that would be how you can just use the bot to put noggles on any image or meme, and it, you know, it automatically makes it look Nounish. So if that's the case, then you can probably put it into almost anything. But
yeah. I think I want to create just one art, you know, like I don't really understand to generate like PFPs, NFTs, like Nouns, or, you know, like bunch of at least 400 PFPs or something.
I like the one of ones. I think that from our experience at Noun Square, and we've seen a couple of people whose art has really taken off from that, one of ones are very Nounish and look incredible, and then they almost are kind of special. So I do love those collections that have sort of just a few number of NFTs that you can buy. I'm going to check you out, Mind Tested.
Yeah, that's a good example, Uptoshi. I'm thinking of G's collection with Noun. She's a Korean artist that has a very distinct style. She does digital illustrations, but they're in like a watercolor style. And this is her collection. And she was not involved with Nouns at all before she saw that contest. And then I think because it was easy, even for a non-English speaker, it was easy to pick up like how she could make her art Nounish. And she did it by like borrowing the palette and using the noggles, obviously. But incredible collection. Still totally her style, like you can tell as soon as you look at it that it's by her. Something that Meshup also does really well, I find. Like, you can look at a Meshup drawing and know immediately that it was done by Meshup. So I think there's definitely a science to blending your own style with Nounish components. Psych Dre, I see you have a Nounish PFP down there that I think you told me about one of our spaces, but I forget. It's Chrome Punks, is that right?
Hi, hello, can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Hey, how's it going? Yes, it's so funny that you guys mentioned 101 art because I'm actually working on that 101 piece for Nouns as I speak, and I sit near my computer, so it's very funny. When it comes to creating art and incorporating nouns, I guess a bit of a question I had was, what do you guys think would be a good approach to building nouns with the creative tools that we artists have? And what I mean by that is, I'd like to do something with the nouns, but I don't know if it's a matter of first going after a brand or I've tried a couple of the prop houses for nouns. I didn't win any. I've won a lot with the little nouns, but I like to start building with nouns. So I guess just what do you guys think would be a good approach if I'd like to do some of my 3D art or some of my, 3D animation with the nouns?
Yep. And then I think especially since you're an artist, something that I have seen work just in my own experience with the noun square was it's when people start creating art for the noun of the day. And so we've sort of enticed people to do this, to enter this contest, right? But I think that when that new noun comes up and whatever's picked, I don't know how fast you can turn around art or what's going on with you. I am going to give you a follow so I can see what's going on with your art and everything. But if you can turn something like that around and post it, people in the nouns community love that stuff. They want to see your own style. And I don't see a lot of 3D things, especially because it's like pixel art, but I love to see people's 3D interpretations of these nouns characters and stuff too. But I think that could be a good way to get people to start noticing, hey, this guy's an artist, because I definitely have seen you in a lot of the noun squares. I didn't know that you were an artist, so I'm glad to have met you now and to know that, but I think if you just start putting yourself out there, you'd be surprised how many people might then link up with you. I think Prop House and the way you enter those is a big correct first step. I think your next step is just going to be meeting people who maybe also are into this 3D thing. Maybe they're looking for a 3D artist. Maybe you're the missing piece to someone's Danish puzzle as well too, right? And other people are going to be your missing pieces. And so you're just going to further strengthen that and like just start diving in and meeting people. And I think that you putting your art on display right away is a great, great way to do that. People will reach out to you every day.
I have a couple suggestions as well, Dre. Dre, I have a couple suggestions as well. I have seen your props in Prop House, and like Aptoshi said, one of the next steps when you've started doing those props is to really build your reputation so that people know who you are. Aptoshi is actually a great example of that. She started her Nounish journey through Prop House and I think applied 3 different times before getting funded. And she didn't get funded through Prop House either. She went through small grants. So that's 2 things I wanted to mention. Is one thing she did is really started putting herself into the Nounish community, spending more time on Discord, talking to people, and just making sure they knew who she was. And so by the time her on-chain prop went up recently, everybody knew who Aptoshi was, and so it was a lot easier for it to pass. So building that reputation slowly is important. One way you could do that, because you've already started building with Lil Nouns, is you could just join Nouncil if you wanted. You could apply to join Nouncil and start helping out there and make your name a little bit better known. And then once people know you and they see your art, then they're more likely to notice it. Because something that Maddie says a lot is that attention is very... very scarce, and there's a lot of people vying for it, so most of the time the way you get that attention is either with really amazing ideas or by making friends and building a name for yourself so that people want to check out your stuff because of that. And then the last thing I'll mention is that, like Aptoshi, she went to Noun 22 using his channel in Small Grants, and just sort of said, this is my prop. I've put it in and put it in Prop House and iterated a couple times, and now I don't have time to put it in again before NFT NYC. And Noun 22 read that and went to the Small Grants Committee, and they ended up funding her. So that's another option. If you're sort of building something and you haven't had success yet in Prop House, you could always try dropping it in there and see what the Small Grants Committee thinks.
Yeah, and Cody and I earlier were discussing, he's like, I like to go into these calls thinking like, okay, what were the very first questions I had when I joined the Nouns community? And it's so funny because as you were just telling that story, you know, I did go to Noun 22 in Small Grants after I didn't pass in a Nouns Prop House 4 times. But the only reason I even knew about Small Grants was because of Toadie. So Toadie had actually reached out to me and said, hey, you know, I've seen you do the Prop Houses 4 times. Like, he saw me come each round. He saw me showing up to the spaces and talking about it. He saw me trying to meet people in the Discord and everything too. So he's the one, he said, you know, you should really talk to 22 in Small Grants. And prior to him actually giving me that advice, I had no idea, you know, who that was, and I didn't know that Small Grants existed. So I think that as we all, you know, stay in this community and welcome new people, the thing that we can always remember is, even if we've heard it 80 times, someone hasn't maybe even heard it once. And so Small Grants is a great, great place to go. It's the Grants and Proposals channel, Psych-Dre. So that's just right here in the Discord. 22 is always available. And then the discourse, which is available on the website, so just nouns.wtf, right there in the menu, one of the buttons says Discourse. Noun 22 and Small Grants are also in there. So that's where you want to start expanding your idea. I know that you have experience with little nouns. Cody, Nounsel was a great idea. I can't believe I didn't remember to suggest that to you. Immediately the next time you can apply to Nounsel, get your application in. You are officially a builder already, so that's a great way to go. And then those 3 places, I think, are your next cool place to launch off from. And just do a little bit of research, just even a couple days of reading through people's props in there and what's going on, you'll start to understand how people are now using those 3 channels to sort of connect into the Nouns community.
Also, I linked... Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, Cody, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say is that I linked that channel for you. If you look at, I tagged you as well.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you guys for the awesome advice. I think one of the cool things about Nouns is that it allows you to work smarter, not just harder. I'm very used to just like popping out content, and I've come to the realization that sometimes it's not about that. It's about, like you guys mentioned, kind of paying your dues, getting the right people to know you. And the idea that Atoshi just said about making a daily, I mean, that, I didn't even think of that. I think that's awesome. The only other question I would have is, what is Nouncel? To quote Michael Scott, if you could explain to me, like if I was 5, I don't know what that is.
I'm glad you said that, because one of the goals for these AMAs is to really try to check ourselves for using jargon, because we can kind of be bad for that sometimes within any community, but Nouns is not excluded, where we just get comfortable and we start using, you know, all the terms like Nouncel and Nounders and all these things that mean a lot of things to us but maybe mean nothing to people coming in. So I'm really glad you asked that question. And if we do that again, because we probably will in the future, please call us on it and ask us, and we can clarify and get used to using more clear language for newcomers. So Nouncel is literally, as it sounds like, it's a nounish council, and it was set up in February of this year to be basically a body of nounish builders, so people working on nounish extensions or art projects or protocols or anything nounish, essentially. To get together and participate in Nounish governance. So just like with Lil Nouns, you know how Lil Nouns can be delegated to other people? You've seen that before, Dre?
Yeah, of course.
So just like with that, big nouns, we'll call them for clarity, can be delegated by owners to other people. Currently 11 nouns are delegated to Nouncel, which is a body of now 60 people, started out as 24, and we add more each month. So 60 people basically control 11 noun votes. And so we look at the proposals as they come in each day or every couple days. We discuss them on a weekly call and in the chat, and then we vote in the Discord and have a multi-sig wallet, which is like a wallet with four people on it, and then they go and vote on behalf of Nounsel on nouns.wtf for all these proposals. And then in addition to that, we do all kinds of support of each other for our different projects. We have a grant program to fund Nounish projects for our members and a bunch of other fun stuff. But that's the gist of what Nounsel is it's a place for builders who don't own a noun yet to participate in the DAO.
Awesome. And it's something that can be applied to, meaning it's like, I guess if I throw an application now, on the next window it gets reviewed or something like that?
Yeah, the way we have it now is once a month. We review applications just to keep the administration lower, because we have to add roles and everything and all that fun stuff. So unfortunately, you just missed the cutoff for this month. But if you go to Nouncil, Nouncil.wtf, right at the top, there's a button that says apply. And then there's a secure form that you just connect your MetaMask wallet to, and you just fill it out. And then we get your information so that you can be added next month.
And just in this Discord, it's the bottom channels, I believe, right? Everyone can see those, like the three channels?
Yeah, that's another good point, Aptoshi, is that you can actually go and hang out in Nounsel already. You just won't be able to vote on the proposals and stuff until you join, but I would highly recommend you just go and say hi, and this is who I am, and maybe even link to something you've made. And we're a pretty friendly bunch, so you can make some friends in there easily and then apply for next month.
Awesome. Well, thanks for all of this cool alpha. I really appreciate it. I get up here just to listen, but I'm always glad to chat. Thank you, guys. It really means a lot to share all this information.
For sure. 9999, is there anything you would add to what Aptoshi and I have been saying?
You guys are bang on, and again, way more into this side of the side of the extension in the community world than I am. I can do sort of the technical side, but you killed it. Cool. Where's the heart emoji that I can throw up here? That's all I want.
That's the problem with Discord. We can't do any emojis. Devs, do something.
I did see in the general chat, it looks like ANFTW. If you can speak, I did see you asked a question in there. Do you want to ask us here?
ANFTW, you're muted there, my friend. I don't know if you're talking, but you have to unmute yourself. If you touch the screen, there's going to be a mute button on the bottom right there. He may be AFK as well. Might have to come back to him. In the meantime, does anyone else have a question for us until we can reach ANFTW? If you're just joining us, we're just doing an open Ask Us Anything about anything nouns. So if you have curiosities about the DAO or the way it works, how you can be more involved, myself or Aptoshi or one of the founders of Nouns we have with us as well, 9999, and if we can answer your question, we will.
I will just give them a moment to sort of get in here if they can, but if not, I think they asked a great question, so there's a lot we can talk about with that as well. And yeah. Again, you might not even know what you want to ask. I mean, that's such a great example, too. Like, what is the Nounsel? Like, that's, you know, I had known about that probably prior to being funded, I think, so it was, like, my goal to be on it. But, you know, there's just so many, and there's extensions of extensions, and there's forks of things. Like, the Nounsel has now forked off into Nounsquare, sort of runs it like the Nounsel, and then Kitchen Nounsel is running on the exact same docs with the exact same voting group as Nounsel too. So it's just so massive what's happening here. And I think very, very telling of these different little pieces that the Nouns already created for people that now people are copying and not just forking just the code to be able to do the auctions, but people are forking how Nouns are running their little sub-communities and stuff too.
Yeah, that's a good example of like just straight governance being forked. And I mean, in the case of the two examples you gave, those are both Nounish extensions with the noun square and food nouns using the nounsal structure, but I don't see any reason why like non-nounish projects couldn't also use them, because like we've seen with the noun square how well like the governance model and the reward model works from nounsal for our purposes. So I'm sure there'd be lots of other small teams that could take that over and use it. And, you know, that goes back to our earlier question of what's nounish and whether that would still be nounish if it was a project like, say, it was Goblins that took that and used it. Would it still be nounish? I don't know.
ANFTW have said that they're out and about and are only listening in, so perhaps someone could reread the question and then answer it for them.
Sure. So he had posted in general, he was listening to the Bankless Live podcast, and he took from that that derivatives like little nouns, for example, are part of the long-term vision for nouns. And then he asks, is that just from the voluntary contribution to the treasury, or is there something else documented? Maybe the good starting point for that is that there's really no official derivative or extension project that the DAO like King makes or sponsors. But all of the art is CC0, which means that anyone can use it however they like for any reason, commercial or otherwise. And so because of that, and because there's a community that rallies around all things nouns because we're fans, a lot of folks will create extensions and derivatives based on nouns. So they're not official, but they're also not disallowed or anything like that. In fact, you could take like the exact art of nouns and make a new collection called Nouns Part 2 or whatever and put it on OpenSea, and no one's going to say anything to you. Now, I don't know if anyone would buy those because they may not have a reason to, but the point is you could do that if you wanted to. So maybe that's the first part of that question, is that they're not official, but they're also encouraged and there's no problem with it. And then the secondary question, I guess, would be more for 9999 as one of the founders of the DAO, about whether contribution to the treasury makes a project more or less of a of an extension than another. I'm not sure what he would say to that, but I'm curious too.
So yeah, I have a very particular take on this, which is I personally don't like the sort of a kickback model. It kind of worked well for little nouns, but yeah, I would much prefer if there is an extension project that is doing well, that they keep their ETH, and then if they want to, you know, join the community in a larger capacity, it would be to try and you know, purchase a noun.
Which little nouns it has done also.
Because it's literally an extension of the nouns DAO model as well as nouns themselves. And the reason that is interesting and important is because, you know, we recognize that nouns have this high price point, and we want people to be involved. So sub-DAOs are, you know, kind of really important to the health of the ecosystem. And we have many different ways that sub-DAOs are composed. So sub-DAOs basically meaning a group of individuals who sort of vote internally, have their own internal way of constructing their own points of view and expressing them, but then eventually can vote or propose in a larger DAO. The Nounsel that we were talking about before is one way. It's a very kind of ad hoc organization. The multi-sig that, you know, three, four, however many members. There are the Nounsel essentially are delegated some nouns, and then, you know, the votes are gathered internally completely. You know, there's no on-chain. It's all sort of trust-based and you know, unofficial emoji votes, officially binding within the Nounsel, but not really officially binding on-chain. And you have something like little nouns where, you know, the little nouns treasury holds the nouns. That means that they can vote. It means they can propose, and then they have, you know, the little nouns themselves act as a vote within the DAO itself. So, you know, you have essentially all range of sub-DAOs, and sub-DAOs are important essentially for that reason, giving access and voice to as many people as possible. And the Nounsel does that as a great way too, with this, you know, Nounish Builders kind of approach, and the Yule Nouns is sort of the other end of the spectrum. So I hope that answers your question.
It might be worth...
Also...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Well, was just going to say, speaking to the much like larger, broader vision of, you know, is it part of the overall goal? But I think that, you know, if one of the overall more specific goals of nouns in general was just to proliferate nouns, then I would say yes. It's just another drop in the bucket of all these ways that people could do that. Obviously, forking the code itself is doing that, right? So I think that the bigger, broader sort of answer is kind of like, is it directly a goal of the Nouns DAO? I don't know if the Nouns DAO would ever even say specifically what that, like a niche or like niche down what their goal is too. Like the whole point of proliferating the meme and the nouns is to kind of, that's what the experiment is, to see how that happens. Like who's going to approach the nouns and what are they going to propose and who's going to join as a holder and then who's going to come as the builders. Like that's the whole grand experiment too. So, but I do think that it falls under the category of proliferation. So I do think that the nouns seem to be insanely supportive of these extension projects and stuff too. And even if you guys don't know every single one of them too, it must feel pretty cool as a nounder 99 that, you know, people are out there and doing these forks and are kind of just so excited and have really been inspired by this thing that you guys created. And maybe even initially it wasn't the thought that all these DAOs were going to come. You know, we have One Click DAO is going to launch soon. So I think you guys are going to see a lot more people come out with projects. We spoke about it a little bit last night in the space, but it must feel just pretty cool thinking like that, even if unplanned, that that's happened. You know, you have lots of these little extensions running around and they're all inspired by you guys, by the Nouns DAO.
Yeah, it's pretty surreal and incredible, and you know that the completely, you know, unplanned and just unanticipated in the way that it is, and so you know, generally just love seeing things that people create. The fact that anyone cares is still kind of, you know, it's always a bit strange that there is this incredible community of people and artists who are willing to put noggles on things and try and, you know, strive to be nounish and be part of this. So, yeah, it's awesome.
One thing that I would maybe add is that it's important to remember that a DAO is literally a decentralized organization of many individuals, and none of those individuals are going to have the same opinions about everything. Not even the founders are always going to agree on everything, and this topic is probably one of those things. You know, like for example, there will be some nouners who don't think that a kickback is a good idea, and there's other nouners that say that 100% any nounish fork should have a kickback to the DAO. And so there's going to be these things that people have different opinions about, and that's okay. My only suggestion would be maybe if you are forking the DAO or if you're doing an extension project, just do something of like with good intention to proliferate nouns and to build your own community. And I think good things will happen if you have good intentions and you know, do them for the right reasons.
Yep, I agree. Good intentions will get you everywhere. And then too, like, it's probably just even something that the nounders, you guys probably have to discuss and bring up and maybe didn't even think that you would have to talk about these things or see if this is interesting, but it is going to be interesting to also maybe think of, I would love to like remove the word kickback and it be more of just like it's a contribution and it's almost like a gift. And it may be really hard to accept this 99, but there are people out there that really, you know, I feel like that gift is like, it's happily done. You know, giving back to the Nouns DAO, be that through some way in the auction cadence, like every day forever, you know, again, to what Toadie said, when their good intention is there, you know, that's like something to be celebrated, I think, just from a sense of being like, who knows what you guys will do with NFTs that are sent with you or, you know, anything that's sent to the treasury that isn't just coming from the Nouns DAO auction itself. But the fact that it's going there, I feel like it's going to be less of people doing it to expect something from it and more of like, it's a true, like, you know, it's kind of a blessing and an honor to be a part of any type of extension project, and flat out none of them would exist if the nouns didn't exist, right? So it's kind of, I feel like when I talk to people who are in different extensions, I see like that is where they're coming from always, as opposed to being like, having any type of expectation or what that would mean. It's really just kind of a gift and like a thank you.
Maybe it's worthwhile to... Sorry, go ahead, Nan.
I was going to say, yeah, thank you for that top terminology. I was sort of blanking on a way to be speak of the monetary relationship between projects and the DAO itself, and you know, we've even seen non-extension projects like Moonbeams, the Beans brand, who are giving a portion of their profits to the DAO, and I would count that in that sort of similar vein. Yeah, no, it's a complex topic. I definitely see that there's sort of a lot to it and a lot to explore. But yeah, I still get the sense that I would love to see those teams be able to use those funds in that particular way than grow the DAO treasury, and that their appreciation can come in other ways.
I think it might be worth making a distinction too when we're talking about this topic between like an ETH tribute versus like every 10th NFT going to Nouns DAO, because the former is more like a kickback, whether you really like the term or not. It's saying, you know, thanks for the protocol, thanks for the CC0, thanks for all the fish. And you're giving a percentage back of your profits. And I kind of tend to personally, and this is just my personal opinion, align with 9999, that it doesn't really make a whole lot of logical sense for the DAO to have this giant treasury and want to deploy it to these people who are going to be a meme army and proliferate the meme, but then to also on the other end of it say, but please, you know, give back to the DAO, and so that those funds can just go back out again to do the same thing. To me, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But having said that, I can see on the flip side something like Emission, where like every 10th little noun goes to the Nounders. It just like it can maybe just be like a tribute or like a, I don't know, something that aligns interests, because then little nouns are also buying nouns, so they kind of own each other's tokens. And even if neither votes in each other's elections, it's still kind of like a symbolic thing that doesn't actually cost the DAO anything except for dilution. What do you think about that, Nine?
The relationship between nouns and nouns is certainly fascinating. The owning each other is quite an incredible concept. I think I have to think about it more.
Yeah.
Back to the original question. Like, yes, this is another reason why the derivatives extensions are so interesting, is because they bring up interesting things to talk about. They challenge us. Who knows what's going to happen? And it's just so fascinating when people come, take these ideas, run with them, and then sort of challenge us to sort of push our thinking a little bit more.
By the way, like one of the cool things about nouns is that it's kind of like we speed run almost every problem. So I think when like One Click Nouns comes out, which is a project that Jacob from Zora is working on, where you'll basically be able to just fill out a set of parameters and fork nouns very easily. I and a lot of people anticipate a lot of projects popping up after that. And I'm sure we'll see like everything on the spectrum in terms of this exact question. Like maybe one will come up that gives 100% of revenue back to the DAO. Maybe one will come up that gives none and everywhere in between, and maybe we'll just find out what works that way. Anyone else here have any thoughts on this topic? Or questions? It isn't Ask Us Anything after all.
Just speaking to Little Nouns really fast. I had just only recently joined the actual Little Noun, so I finally got to go on the Discord and everything too. But I think during the space last night, we had, yesterday afternoon, we had like an hour takeover from the Little Nouns, and we did the Little Nouns Global Awards. So they had this whole award show, and I was just shocked because, no offense, I try to meet everybody that I can in this community, and if we ever come across each other in a space, I'm always trying to follow people and learn what they have going on at their projects. But during the entire award show, for every category and for every nominee, it was a brand new person that I hadn't even heard. And these people are, you know, huge members in their community. Obviously, they were getting recognized for this little award show. For all the work that they had done, they were recognized Little Noun community members. And so that was pretty eye-opening to me as well, is that that is just, you know, happening over there in Little Nouns. And unless you're over there witnessing it, you might not know that that's even happening. And so is that happening in all these extension projects? Like, there's just so many groups to meet, you think you've met one, everybody, you know, and then you come across a new person the next day. So I just want to remind everyone a little bit of that scale. I don't know if anyone else felt the same during that too, but it's the scale of it all is just getting quite large.
By the way, ANFTW answered in the chat here that thank you, that's very interesting. It was clear that you would be supportive, hence CC0, but I wasn't sure of the extent. So that's great. If he has another question, he can type it in there and we'll answer. And likewise, if you have a question but you can't speak on voice, just pop it in either voice public text or the fancy little bubble on the top right. Symbiotech is asking, to Aptoshi's point, will there ever be an aggregator for all the communities in this Discord? I have to ask a clarification question, Symbiotech. So do you mean will there be like communities, like a Little Nouns community, for example? I see you have a Little Noun. It within the Nouns Discord, is that what you mean? An aggregator for all the communities and just an awareness that they exist.
Yeah, so like a representative from each community, sort of, in the Discord.
I think Nouncil is that.
Yeah, exactly. Nouncil is that. So if you're any type of builder and you've produced any Nounish project anywhere in any of these communities, you can apply for Nouncil. So,
every member of Nouncil got between 1 and 2 ETH from a permissionless grant to proliferate Nouns and Nounish extensions within their communities. So that's like, Nouns putting their money where their mouth is to really help extensions do what they do. So,
yep. And then I have seen sort of the bigger communities that maybe rally around one Noun that their group has, such as Bud Light. They do sort of like have their one representative. So King of Cheers, or Beers, King of Beers,
King of Cheers. King of Cheers.
Yeah, he is like sort of the Bud Light representative that comes in and we talk to him, and he'll go back to his community and stuff, too, for anyone that doesn't go to the Bud Light next to Discord. So I also have seen from Little Nouns. We obviously have a lot of Little Nouns in here now, too, but for a while it was just, like, Little Dot. So Little Dot was sort of the rep that was coming around and, you know, informing us about Little Nouns and everything, too. But Nouncil is definitely where that is happening. And so probably just as Nouncil grows, more people will be aware that that exists. And again, we saw earlier in this AMA that someone was learning about Nouncil for the first time. So
also,
maybe communities that don't know that they could send someone, they could send them there.
Also, Aptoshi, probably a good point to mention is that when we first started Nouncil, it was sort of made to be a representative council, mostly of reps for NFT projects. And so we had a rule originally that there could only be one rep per project. So one rep for Nounpunks and one rep for Lil Nouns and one rep for Nodes and Bonies and all the other extension projects. But recently we voted to change the definition to be more broad, to say that any builder, any Nounish builder who has worked on or shipped a project that is Nounish is eligible to be a member. And so what that essentially means is that you could have 3 or 4 or 10 people from Lil Nouns who all independently built different things, and they could all join Nouncil and have a voice for them and for their community. So that's another opportunity.
Seen with Nouncil, it's actually, and maybe I don't know how it is with Noun Square or any of the others, but it's actually good to have your own Discord. You have a lot more control over the things that you want to do there. That pull up Scramble channel or, you know, whatever it might be, those things that are super specific to that community. The Nouns is very specific to what's going on in Nouns now. You know, we have a whole section of funded proposals. I know Nouncil requests certain things based on what their needs are, but I think having separate Discord is actually really good and really important, really galvanizing for a community. But we do have these touch points that go across, whether it be Nouncil or being a delegate and being delegated to Noun, so that you can be part of the larger Noun conversation and the private channels or both. So there are cross points that I think are important too.
Yeah, that's a good point. We've had the discussion with the Nouncil many times about whether we should have our own Discord, and of course there are some advantages to having your own Discord because you can control all the permissions and channels and structure it exactly the way you need for your community, but we've just come down so far every time that it's just more valuable to be in the Nouns Discord, since they are gracious enough to have us, for new folks especially, to have a place where they can drop in and find like-minded builders and hopefully like help them start building them even more within Nouns. So it's kind of like a pros and cons, and we think we're better off where we are now. But for the Nouns Square is a great example. Like, we just knew with new people coming in and needing several channels for organization, like, it would just be too bloated for us to be within Nouns Discord, even if they had room for us. So, yeah. Hope that answers your question, Symbiotech. If it doesn't, just let us know. Whale Goddess, you said you have a proposal idea. Not really the forum for that right now, but if you have a question specific to something, like how you would get it funded or something, that would be okay. In the meantime, anyone else have any questions for myself, Aptoshi, 9999?
Someone has mentioned something to the effect of a regenerative project.
Yep.
I didn't want to revisit the full 25 hours, so I'm wondering if you can put me in that direction, or if you recall it.
Who's speaking right now? Was that Symbiotech?
Yeah.
Okay. I mentioned that. Sorry. So, okay, just to clarify. So we had a... the Noun Square had a 24-hour spaces yesterday. This is separate from that. This is actually something that happens every Tuesday in Noun's Discord, and it's just an open Ask Us Anything. So we weren't referring to anything in the 24-hour spaces. We were just mentioning some different examples of projects that either forked the Noun's governance or the art or both to different extents. And I was just remembering that there was a project that had like generative art that had nothing to do with Nouns, but they had forked the auction mechanic essentially and used it, but unfortunately I don't remember offhand what it was called. I can try to find out and get back to you.
I was speaking more to I think someone was looking at doing something with land, like a regenerative farm project.
Oh, okay. Yes. So that was Brennan, actually. Brennan is a Nouner, and he's really interested in regenerative farming. His wife works in the industry, and so he's planning something at some point to use his Nouns for that purpose, I guess, to do proposals that would help advance that cause. And that's why he owns animal Nouns. So he has a duck and he has a cow, and I guess he has intentions to buy more animal Nouns. And his idea eventually, although he hasn't shown his hand very much, is to do some kind of maybe a sub-DAO or something to advance the cause of regenerative farming. Does that answer your question?
Where would I be able to connect with him?
If you drop in the Nouncil channel that we mentioned before, Brennan delegates to Nouncil and he hangs around that channel often. So if you go in Nouncil and you just mention your questions about it and call him by name, don't tag him, just call him by name, Brennen. He may see it and respond. Excellent. All right. Let's see. Sam, what are you bringing my attention to? Bitstrays? What is this, Sam?
Yeah, that was what I don't know too much about the project, but that's, if you click on it, it'll take you to, basically, they forked the contract. It was one of the collections that's listed on Nouns.center.
Okay.
Maybe that was the thing that you were talking about.
No, it wasn't that. And when I say generative art, it was literally like generative abstract art, like art blocks type stuff.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure some of you at some point saw some of those. I call them nogs, just the single noggle lens. I was working on something like that to think about doing some generative art, but I don't know. I like the way they look, though. I put them on my phone. Sorry, I just got the 24-hour sleepies.
It's all good. Any other questions from anyone here? Anything respectful is welcome. Any questions about how Nouns works, how CC0 works, how you can get more involved?
What stood out to you guys yesterday about the 24-hour session? And what was the most interesting thing you think?
For me, it was the end of it. No, I'm just kidding. It was a long time, but it was super fun. Something I said in closing yesterday on that Spaces that I thought was really unique and maybe wouldn't have been the case in most communities other than Nouns is that literally like everybody that came up was really interested in having a conversation about the community itself and like Nounish things and just, you know, shooting the breeze, but it wasn't like a shill fest. A lot of these long spaces that I've been in, they just turn into people coming up and shilling their bags, and that didn't really happen. And we didn't even really have to moderate against it. So that was kind of an interesting fact. Make of that what you will, rather.
Yeah, and then consistently the whole time there was like 95 to 100 people in there. That was the thing that was most surprising to me is I know that there's people that got all 24 POAPs. And so we basically gave a POAP away at the top of every hour, a little bit late sometimes, because we get caught up in all the amazing guests that we had. Looks like Toadie took a count of 65 guests, could be a little bit more. But, you know, I was really surprised by and just so stoked for all the people that stayed for the whole time. That was just really, really, really cool to see. And it really kept the room full and fun, and you could see all the new people like coming in and out. So
the thing is, Abtoshi, it wasn't really people who stayed the whole time, because if you look at the stats this morning, it says almost 1,500 people, unique people tuned in. So that means that it was 100 people, but it wasn't the same 100 people. They were
exactly. So you could always see these new people coming in, but there was a solid core group.
Yeah.
And you could see them with their little red rings, you know, the anniversary rings that kind of really hung with us the whole time. They even beat me. I had like a couple hours where I just went down.
Naptoshi.
Naptoshi. Yeah, that's not
something. Let's not talk about that.
But young
Naptoshi.eth, but at the end of the space, but I was just so stoked to see people loving it that much. And then right when we ended the space, people were in our Discord, they were in the Nouns Discord saying like, well, what, I have Spaces FOMO now, like now what am I supposed to do? So I thought that was funny, and it really showed us as a community as well too, like anytime we can throw a place where people can gather, it is a good thing, and people really want that.
Also, I feel like people just looked at it and they're like, why would this many people who don't own Nouns for the most part even care enough to do this for this long? And so I think it kind of speaks to like the power of the Nounish community. But let me turn it back around on – sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say one thing real quick. I was actually surprised at the amount of content, and there was really no break in the action. Like, as we got later, there was a few times where I was, like, staring at the screen, and I was like, oh, I should hit a sound effect, because, like, there's a lull in the conversation.
Yeah.
But, like, overall, right, like, if you look at the broad spectrum of, like, people that came in, whether it's Brennan talking about his project or YOLO, or there's just so many different things that are over the course of a year that have happened in the Nouns ecosystem, and it really showed up yesterday on like the different waves of proliferation. It was fantastic.
Part of the reason I asked about an aggregator, because there were so many unique communities within or under the umbrella that, you know, it's hard to, I don't think I've ever been followed by so many people in the course of a day, as it relates to a space.
Well, we definitely try to do that like with our daily operations too, because we have a show every day and we try to bring on people from all different Nounish communities. I don't think we can do it 24 hours every day. We would die. But at least with the daily show, we can do some microcosm of it over a longer period. And also, I would check out, if you haven't seen it before, nouns.center. That's nanoshcenter.center. That's made by Nanosh resident CDT, and it's a really helpful site that, for one thing, shows every single extension project that has ever ever been. So that's a good way to just look and find different communities to tap into.
You say that you had a list of all the guests that you had up?
I don't have a master list or anything. I just did a quick count. But I do want to do, over the, once we sort of catch up on energy this week, I want to take some more data out of that, like all the different guests and how many people were there and all that
fun stuff. Cody's going to re-listen to all the 24 hours and take notes so we know everybody that came up.
No, I thought we told Honk to do that.
I mean, you can ask small grants to fund someone to do that, because I think it would be an incredible, like, it is the snapshot of the community at that time, and you know, I didn't know a lot of the folks that were up there, so I would, yeah, that means that there's probably, you know, 10 times as many that I know, so it would be great at some point in time if there was that list of everyone who came up. Yeah,
that's a cool idea.
I really appreciate that.
Cool idea. We will.
Can Ronco take like a notes for us?
What's that?
Ronco, the Nouns AI.
Oh, Ronco, yeah.
Listen to the space and take notes. Or Honk, maybe. Maybe Honk could do it.
We need like a combination, like Ronco or something. Okay. Young Flo, I was interested to turn the question back around on you, because a lot of us were involved in hosting the spaces, and it's a different perspective. What was your favorite thing about being in the spaces, as however long you were yesterday?
Yes, I think I caught maybe around the 16th hour. And I was just, I guess, the fact that you guys were able to get so many people to turn their profile pictures into, what was that, the original Noun, the gremlin?
Yeah, well, like, it's a gnome, like a garden gnome. And it, yeah, that was Noun Zero, the first, like, the first randomly generated noun a year ago.
And not only that, it was the first Nounder noun. So the first, yes, you know, every 10th noun goes to the Nounders, but it started at ID 0. So the first ever gnome went out, and I think like first thing in the morning, one of the Nounders changed it, you know, his PFP to that gnome, and started this whole, like, if you gnome, you gnome thing. And so it was really cool to see everyone change to that throughout the day to celebrate the anniversary.
Plus, we had the red circle that said, I am going, and I was amazed by how many people actually put that around their picture. It was awesome.
I was going to say, Todi, I thought it was, you mentioned, like, we had, like, 1,500 people or something, which is really interesting. So, as we're heading towards, like, later and later time period, that really, you know, we think we might drop off, but I really don't think so, just because when we were in those, like, well, at least for me being in the West Coast, it was, like, 2 a.m., 3 a.m., and there was like 100-something people in the space at the time.
We never dropped below 100 except for one time, and it wasn't in the middle of the night. It was at supper time, EST.
Yeah, so I feel like it's actually like we're going to get even more like international people joining during these like late hours for us here in North America. So yeah, it's going to be really fun to see a whole group of new people join once we're in those later hours.
Mm-hmm.
I'm disappointed to hear about the POAPs, because I didn't realize that was going on. I wasn't all the way tuned in. I just tried to jump into the spaces when I could, but I didn't realize there was POAPs being given out.
That's okay. The good thing is we do one every day for the spaces to just sort of track that you were there. So we have a space every day at 9 o'clock, which is when the auction rolls over for the day. So if you come tonight, for example, at 12:30, just like midnight 30 tonight, EST, you'll be able to get a POAP. And POAPs are just for fun anyway, so don't worry about it too much.
Yeah, for sure.
I was just going to say one POAP for these calls.
Excuse me. No, my wallet's getting too full of POAPs. I'm just kidding. 9999, were you going to say something? I saw you unmute for a minute.
Yeah, I know. Something unrelated. I was just thinking at the end, toward the end, about this. That you have sound effects, library full of sound effects, and how interesting it would be to do a contest around remixing or creating songs or work around that particular day's noun with those sound effects in some ways. Just, we don't have a lot of audio content, you know, Woody does it and Sound of Nouns do it, but there's got to be other musicians and creators that, you know, work with music and sound. Yeah, there you go. So
we had a funny...
That would be really cool. And, you know, that TikTok has shown, like, audio as a branding tool is really, really awesome. So
yeah,
you've definitely been able to take that, you know, the sound and the sound of what Noun Square sounds like, and extend it, and, you know, it's very particular. So that would be cool.
It's funny you mentioned that, because we're about to put our next proposal up for the Noun Square, and that's one of the things, one of the sections is sort of extending into new things like TikTok and Instagram with some of that in mind. So good feedback.
Plus, last night, Woody debuted the Little Noun soundboard. It was all of our sounds, but littleized, and it was the funniest thing I've ever heard. That was like a time I think I was just on Listener during the Little Noun Awards, and I just could not stop laughing. It's just the funniest. So you're so right about sounds even being branding, because all of a sudden, you know, you just tweak that pitch up for all those sounds, and it's these little noun sounds.
Oh, did he just tweak the pitch? I thought he, like, did voice acting for every one of those. Disappointed now.
Oh, I don't know if it's pitch.
No,
I just pitched it up. I love we're having this conversation. I feel like I made it. Yeah.
Yeah, you did make
it's
it.
It's like I'm in the Noun Discord talking about the soundboard.
I am recording this, so I can send it to you for your mom if you want.
And you didn't literally make it, so.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Someone had a funny idea too, like in the late hours of the space yesterday. That someone should do, like, we should have a contest to make, like, an acoustic version of the soundboard, like, the 10 most common sounds on Woody's soundboard. You have to try to make them using nothing but your voice. So maybe we should make that our contest for the next few days, guys. Maybe we'll take that offline.
Well, that sounds hilarious.
Let's do it. We probably won't announce our new contest until tomorrow, because we're still all sleep hungover, but. Getting back to the AMA, though, is there any other questions about nouns more generally that anyone might have? Again, anything is open. And if you're just joining us, feel free to ask any questions you might have about nouns.
Oh, I guess I have a question. I'm just a big fan. And I was wondering if there's, like, any talks about, like, renting or buying, like, physical properties, and then, like, running businesses out of some of those properties.
There's a proposal on Discourse right now to buy a property, and I can't remember. Oh, it's in Brazil. Yeah, to buy a property in Brazil and then build, like, a nounish Airbnb, essentially, that would be used as a token-gated what are those things called where you a timeshare, a token-gated timeshare. I don't know if that's the sort of thing you mean.
Well, that's an example. That's really cool, though. Go ahead.
Well, I recently was researching this because I think the one rule that everyone wants to avoid, it's we don't ever want it to become a security. And when I say we, I do not speak for NounsDAO, but only because Food Nouns, part of its initiatives is that we wanted to buy depressed lots, old parking lots, you know, abandoned little corner lots to turn them into gardens. But the second we started, you know, we did ask a couple lawyers about that. They said that the second you have real estate, you're now dealing with security. So I don't know if that's going to be possible, but you definitely start going a little bit more down the legal route when you're starting to, like, acquire property.
If the DAO owns it, yeah. But if someone just makes this and gets funded by the DAO to do it and then uses the token for booking and stuff, that should be fine. Because at that point, the token's not really an ownership token. It's just like an access token, I guess.
I was going to say thanks for answering the question. Yeah, I was definitely more wondering about, like, literally the DAO owning real estate. If that was being considered, and it looks like, yeah, people have been talking about it.
No, so to clarify, that's not really what that proposal is about. That's a proposal from...
No, I understand. Oh, okay, yeah, okay. Yeah.
And I don't...
Like, the discussions are happening.
Yeah, but let me put that question, though, to 9999. He's one of the founders of the DAO, and he'd be better served to answer that question.
yeah, I don't think the DAO itself is at all considered doing anything, owning anything in the real world. The only thing that it
you're rugging there, Nine. I can't. We lost you for 10 seconds. Maybe just rewind a bit.
Yeah, no, I guess the short answer is no. The DAO is essentially owns ETH and I guess any of the contributions that have come by Lil Nouns and other teams, but there's no real world assets that it owns.
Out of curiosity, Whale, what would be your argument for them to do so?
To like expand the meme into the real world. I mean, like, I'm just imagining like Noun posters, like putting a Noun on a blimp. I mean, that's maybe an extreme example, but like, and then like, I mean, I not to get into my proposal, but like, there's like a business that you could start that's like a pop-up shop for Nouns.
My response to that would be is that those are probably all really great ideas, and like IRL proliferation, I love proposals like that, but I don't think that's necessarily stuff that the DAO itself needs to own, because everything's CC0. Like Whale Goddess, you could go and buy the property, maybe even get funded to renovate it or whatever to make it look like a Nounish space, and then just run your business that way and proliferate Nouns. So like, in other words, it could just be a community run affair, but once it goes into the DAO's treasury, it's now a liability as well, right? And also needs to outperform ETH in order to be a good idea.
That makes perfect sense. Yeah.
Cool question, though. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Anyone else have any questions?
Not a question so much, but I'd share that I got pulled in by Noun O'Clock, and initially feeling that I didn't have the liquidity to be involved to experience FOMO on a couple of Deez's Lindy walks and then find my way into Noun Square one night or Noun O'Clock, and to have that community come together and realize that there was so many forks and that there was possibility and entry points that were within my reach, that I think that it bodes quite well for the overall community.
That's awesome feedback. Was that you, Symbiotech? Sorry, my phone.
Yeah.
My phone's glitching and is not showing me who's speaking, so I'm trying to figure it out by who's not muted, basically. No, that's really good feedback to hear, and hopefully lots of other projects in addition to the Noun Square will start doing more social media outreach to bring new people in, because that's an important thing so that Nouns doesn't just become a bubble.
Can I make a statement for the few people that are here? There is a thing written in general today. I'm trying to remember who it was, because it was in between me, like, waking up and going right back to sleep. But checking that Discord channel, and someone was asking something along the lines of, you know, how can they have an impact, you know, if they don't have a Noun. And I don't have a Noun. As much as I'd like one, I don't have one. But, you know, I love the Nouns in the Nouns brand, the characters that have been created, and utilize, you know, what little skill set I have to work in that ecosystem. You know, currently writing another proposal to do an animatic for the animated series, or an animated series with these characters. What's great about the permissionless nature of this protocol is that, you know, the only limitation you really have is yourself. If you have an idea, you just start working on it. You know, there's a band named Guster. I didn't know about the band. My partner had sent me this song. They have this song called "This Can All Be Yours Someday." It's pretty good. You should check it out if you hadn't heard it, that song kind of has and embodies the ethos of what I think nouns is can be in a larger way. That there's a limitless potential that we have in these few moments that we have on this rock hurtling through space. But all we have to do is, like, engage, pick up something, put action into it. Those person, places, and things that we engage with, we can make things happen that didn't exist before. The secret is just doing something with it. And I feel like that's the best call to action out of the nouns, is that, like, they've created this thing anyone can participate with and then utilize to make their own way. You know, and they're not seeking anything in return. Just pick up and build with us, which I think is amazing.
Cool thoughts.
Psych Dre had just said that earlier as well, too. He kind of said, hey, thanks for suggesting I even post my art. I didn't know I could do that. So I think that the nouns DAO, if you've never done it before in your life, this is definitely the place where you realize you don't need permission, you know, in the normal sense of permission of what you're probably used to when you are a creator in this world. And so, again, exactly what Sam just said, if you are creators, create. Your builders build, and you will be noticed. And just make sure that while you're building and while you're creating, you're sharing that with all of us, and you're letting us know, and you're poking us, and you're liking our stuff, and you're sending us things, and not necessarily like DMing or shilling specific things, but just really trying to show us like what your specific interest is.
Anyone else have any questions? Again, it's an ask us anything. You can ask anything about nouns, about the DAO, about CC0. We have Nouns co-founder 9999, Nounder, here with us.
One of the Nounders, Dom, tweeted, I think it was a couple of days ago, about CC0 not being copyleft. And I had never heard of copyleft before. I didn't know there was a difference. But I was like curious if you guys have any thoughts on that, the fact that people could build on top of nouns and that derivative be copyrighted where, or protected maybe, or like non-permissionless maybe is a better word.
Whereas
the original can't.
I don't know what tweet that refers to, but he's probably talking about the difference between the art and the trademark. I'm assuming it was in reference to Moonbirds, which recently made their art CC0, which means you can use any image or any art of Moonbirds however you like, but you can't call your project, you know, Moonbirds or Moon Owls or something that would infringe on the name trademark. Is that what it was about, Flo?
Yeah, from what I understand.
So, yeah, I think it just comes down to that word marks and art are two different things. Nine, do you have anything to add on that?
Yeah, very much out of my realm in terms of, copyright and all of that. It's also interesting whether nouns itself can have a trademark. I don't think it can. It's a very generic term. I'm not even sure if the DAO wants to own the trademark. I'm not sure. I think the CC0 was always referring to the artwork, and the name Nouns itself. I don't know who owns it and how that would even be accomplished. So, I think Moonbirds is also a very different project. I had a team that started around it. I think it's probably important for them to protect whatever that is, since I don't know if CC0 was their long term goal or. Just made sense as it went on. We have a different origin, so it might be the case that the nouns trademark, whatever that even means, would be more permissive from the DAO's perspective. important question. I mean, we should probably speak about it more as a whole.
If only we had an IP lawyer in the chat. Wait a minute.
The trademark, you already have a trademark. Because you get trademark rights through use. So you have a common law trademark already for NFTs specifically. The limited goods and services, whether or not you want to register that trademark from the Nounders perspective or the Nounders perspective is another question. And copyright and trademark are completely different. So copyright, you can have permissionless CC0 copyright and still hold, register, and protect a trademark. So it just depends on whether or not you want to go down that road. And I'm actually chatting with an attorney in Florida. We may experiment with that with foreign nouns and see how that goes. And more so for the, intellectual exercise of it than the actual needing the registration protection. So just my take on that.
If another, another project popped up, they call themselves Nouns, they use the art as they can. I'm not sure that the foundation or the DAO would stop them from it. And I think the larger argument would be that because this is, born of the blockchain, that we already have the provenance and the proof, and that sure that maybe they could defraud some people. But the market would know the quote unquote real nouns. I don't know how that would go if, let's say Disney started to do the same thing, but when it comes to just the NFT space and the word mark or the trademark nouns, I don't think it would mean a whole lot to us currently.
It's more trouble than it's worth almost sometimes, because then you do need to protect it. You have to go through that legal process. And it just may not be worthwhile for Nouns purposes.
There's also the Barbra Streisand effect, where talking about something legitimizes it, so probably wouldn't be helpful.
How does that work also with, Flora Nouns? Has the word Nouns in it? It's an NFT project that, derives work and look from, so how does those two things work?
And that's the question, as to whether or not it would even, if it would be confirmed on a registration. But you already, you get the rights through use. So you already have the rights, but it's then, do you want to protect the rights? Do you want to go through the process? So we're kind of just exploring it just, again, more for the discussions around Web3 and some of the precedents that are being set, and less so for the need to actually do it. So I don't know if we'll actually follow through, but I've just been chatting with somebody about it just because it's interesting for all the reasons that you're mentioning.
Yeah, I guess the point is we want Flora Nouns, and we want Nounies, and we want, food nouns. And if my guess is if having the trademark and registering it and going through the legal process inhibits those types of projects from being able to use the word noun, because noun can't be used for an NFT project per se because of the trademark, I think then the DAO would say it's not what we want, the maximum openness in every realm, so that anyone can use both the term to refer to the art and the art on its own. If that was the case, I'm not sure if it is, but if it would limit that, I think probably the DAO would say that they would throw away the trademark in whatever capacity that could be done.
Well, it might be an actual...
I don't think it would actually limit it, but it would essentially allow you to protect someone else from coming in from the same exact perspective, from that noun's perspective, and doing exactly what you're doing, as opposed to extensions, derivatives, etc. So it would be a little different. But, again, it involves a lot of legal crap, for lack of a better word, that may not be, of interest even to nouns and nouners, who may not want to, even go down that road for all the reasons that you're saying. Like, why, if we're going to make this permissionless, do we even need to do that?
And I think that's an awesome experiment on its own. But it's always good to keep in mind that you, regardless of whether you decide to register it, you still have a trademark right now that identifies your particular goods and services within common law.
Thankfully, that knowledge hasn't prohibited anyone from using that term in their own you know circumstances. So that's good. You know, if it wasn't CC0, then there would have to be a lot of questions around can we use the art. And so we formally said CC0 means you can use the art. No one has gone a little bit step further and saying can I use the word noun? And I think that's a good thing, maybe, that people don't understand that distinction, because to them CC0 means that it's all sort of open, and so we haven't had to worry about that currently. And the proliferation of the word itself is as important as the art.
One thing I was going to say is that it might be interesting at some point. 9999, you mentioned someone could take the art and also use the word noun and then put out a new collection. But what if someone does that in a nefarious way and has like hate speech or you know swastikas on the accessories, stuff like that? Then what would happen? That's an interesting thought experiment.
And I'm sure that's been considered too. And I'm sure that it will happen. You know, it's just a matter of time before we see something like that. And that's, I guess, that's always the risk with CC0 and you know, allowing your brand to be proliferated by anyone. But I think it's worth the risk for sure.
Well, I think there was someone already using hateful ENSs to bid on nouns auctions. So I'm sure the concept of like a cultural vector of attack is something that we will have to look at in the future. But I'm not sure what the answer is, though, by the way. I have no idea.
I don't either. Part of the big social experiment, which is so exciting in my mind, especially around some of these legal and IP issues, I think is just really interesting to me, anyway.
So speaking of the cultural... Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say it's going to happen. It's human nature for those things to occur. But maybe the best thing is like how to pad the core of the community, right? So maybe like you're talking about the ENS names, or maybe there's a way to gate the core visibility and community of the nouns ecosystem in general, and you know, leave it at that, because I think any limitation is gonna open a can of worms in that regard.
And then just one more, sorry, go ahead. Note on trademark, it's really about likelihood of confusion and confusing a consumer. So I don't think anyone, because it's CC0, most people, when they see other nouns, projects, they understand that it's not the original. It would be that person or project that comes in and tries to play off as if they are the original, then that might be where your trademark action comes in. And that could even be done without, again, registering it. It just gives you a little bit more protection in terms of notice.
Symbiotech, I know you got a question, but I just wanted to ask off of that, Prof. Would it be possible for, like, say I wanted to be nefarious and go register the nouns trademark in multimedia or in another area that was not NFTs? Is that something that would be approved and be, like done? Is that something that we should be thinking about?
It's possible, because you can have multiple trademarks with the same word in different goods and services that are owned by different people or different entities, I should say. So yes, that's definitely possible. There's one other issue, and I think this is what 999 was talking about earlier, is that you do need it to take on a secondary meaning, because the word noun or nouns is generic term. And in the case of Nouns DAO, it does have a secondary meaning. So it would just be the same situation with you. You'd have to show that it's being used in commerce and that it has a secondary meaning as well.
So speaking to cultural vectors, someone shared an aggregation of data. I don't recall who it was or what the proposition of it was, but I was surprised to see how little reach in many other countries and how strong a reach in specific ones. How does international law or trademarking play into that?
Yeah, that gets complicated too, but there are treaties through WIPO, which is the World Intellectual Property Organization, and a few other treaties where they are recognized, but there are some countries that don't recognize or don't have any kind of reciprocity, such as China being a good example of that, where you get rights through registration in those particular countries. And again, this is like one more reason why Nouns DAO may not want to go down this road, because yeah, there may need to be protection, trademark protection in every country, or those at least that don't have some kind of reciprocity. So yeah, it just depends on the country and how that works.
Woody, did you say someone mentioned they had a question right before that?
I think it was just Symbiotic wanted to speak before I had that question for Prof.
Symbiote, you still have something to say?
I was just curious about whether there's any initiative to work on the languaging or languages in general to invite greater community in that I could get involved or behind.
Can you say that again, please?
I was curious about whether or not the DAO is working on languages as it pertains to inviting people into the community. It was interesting in the space to have these three different languages, or maybe even four, represented, and to have them speaking in their native tongue. Wondering how that might play into proliferation of the project to have that sort of supported after a fashion.
Well, speaking for the Noun Square, it's definitely a priority for us because we're coming into the EST night, and so it's been a big priority of ours from the get-go to try to grow our international audience. We've had some big audiences from Korea and Japan, from Australia, and starting to get some folks from Europe as well. So we have different language channels in our Discord, and I think that is really important. I know there are language channels within the Nouns Discord here as well, and I think it's just up to those communities to really create any sub-communities that they may want to. Like Nouns Japan has done that. Nouns DAO Brazil has done that. There's a organization called Nouns Amigos for Latin America. And I don't know if I missed any, but anyway, the point is there are some regional and dialectical sub-communities that have popped out, and would love to, I'm sure 9999 would say that they'd love to see more.
Japan was the first, Japanese was the first non-English language that we integrated onto, and that was the WTF. German is on its way, so yeah, the idea for sure, at least from the web presence point of view, is to have different communities and languages represented there.
Does that answer the question, Symbio? It's a good suggestion anyway, and I'm sure it's on all of our minds.
Yeah, that addresses it. Thanks.
Any final question? We should probably wrap this up. We've gone on longer than we planned because we got kind of into some interesting stuff. But if there's one more question to top it off before we close, I'll open the floor. Okay, perfect. Well, I'll throw a link as well to our Noun Square spaces for tonight too. So if you did have more questions about copyright and whatnot, it's something we could discuss tonight. We have a pretty loose format for tonight. We're calling it our 24-hour spaces hangover edition. So if you want to come on and chat about that or anything else, you can join us there. I'll throw the link up in voice public text for you guys. 9999, thanks for taking the time to be here. And Aptoshi, if she's still here, I know she's getting to the airport actually, but
I'm here. We got perfect timing here. But next time too, for the space that we're gonna hold in here next Tuesday, I knew you guys had questions. You're just a little bit shy in the beginning. So next time, don't be afraid to just immediately, as soon as we enter the room, you can pop any questions right into that voice channel text. You know, it's cool to kind of see those questions line up there. And you guys asked great, great questions today. So we will definitely see you tonight at the Noun Square and next week for this call.
And on that note too, if you want to DM me or Aptoshi or friend request us to ask us questions in advance throughout the week, you can do that also. All right, can we get a little air horn for the ending of the meeting? Is Woody gone? There we go. Amazing.
Thank you again. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, guys.